cash generating habits that stick. Are you excited today? Are you excited? All right. Well, even if you're not, you're going to be, because we're going to be talking about obsession. Now, I don't know about you, but I think of obsession as a gift. I really do. I think it's a gift. And this is session 6. I forgot to mention that. Session 6, days 45 to 54. Now, the dictionary defines the term obsessed as the domination of one's thoughts or feelings by a persistent idea, image, or desire, right? Now, most of the world looks at obsession as if it's a disease, and, you know, people who have it need help, which I find kind of funny. But, you know, I see obsession as the prerequisite for success. I mean, to succeed, to be the best in your field, to reach your goals, your dream of an epic life, you have to be obsessed with what you want to accomplish. It has to dominate your thoughts and actions. And, you know, Grant Cardone, who said in his book, The 10X Rule, which is, you know, the inspiration for this message today, you want to be so fanatical about success that the world knows you will not compromise or go away. And until you become completely obsessed with your mission, no one will take you seriously. Until the world understands that you're not going away, that you are 100% committed and have complete and utter conviction and will persist in pursuing your project, you will not get the attention you need and the support that you want. Now, to create an epic life, to transform it from a mere idea to your actual visible experience, you have to follow up every action with an obsession to see it through to success. You need to take consistent actions every day. Now, most people are just wishing for success and they're not actually doing anything. They're doing nothing. And a lot of people have actually already given up. And another percentage of people are in a state of paralysis, being perfectionists to avoid failure and negative experiences. And they lack the obsession necessary to see their actions all the way through to success. I mean, Grant Cardone said, most people make only effort for it to feel like work. I don't know if you get that, but he's saying, you know, most people only make enough effort to feel like they're working, so they feel good about the fact that they're actually doing something, but they're not necessarily doing anything productive towards their actual goal. So he says, most people only make only enough effort for it to feel like work, whereas the most successful follow up every action with an obsession to see it through to a reward. And if you become obsessed with your idea, your purpose, your goal, you will become equally addicted to the idea of making it work. I mean, after all, if your ideas don't excessively preoccupy your own thoughts, then how can you ever expect them to preoccupy the thoughts of others? You know, something has to actually absorb your thoughts every second of the day. So what should it be? Well, after your relationship with God, make your dreams, your goals, and your mission your most dominant concern. And the word obsessed tends to have a negative connotation because many people believe that obsession with something or someone is usually destructive or harmful. But show me one person who has achieved greatness without being obsessed on some level. You won't be able to find anyone. I mean, even Jesus Christ was obsessed. He was obsessed with the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. I mean, it's just peppered everywhere throughout the scriptures when he was being quoted that that's what he would say in his parables. The kingdom of heaven is like, the kingdom of heaven is like, the kingdom of God is like. He always talked about his Father. It consumed his thoughts. You know, he said, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. He said that in John chapter 8, verse 28. So, look, any individual or group that accomplished something significant was completely obsessed with the idea of it. Whether it was an artist, musician, inventor, business person, you know, or, you know, a philanthropist or something, you know, their greatness was basically a direct result of their fixation. You know, there was a television interview with Israeli President Shimon Peres, And Mr. Perez, he was about 87 years old at the time, and he'd done 900 interviews over the, prior 18 months to that interview, right? And his obsession with his mission, it just makes him seem youthful and energetic despite his age. And even those who may not believe in his mission, you have to at least admire his commitment to it, you know, which is evidenced by his claim that work is better than vacation. And it is important to have a purpose to wake up to each day. And, you know, countless truly successful people will agree with the sentiment that their careers do not feel like work, but rather something they love to do, you know, and that is obsession at its best. So if you feel you don't have an obsessive nature, may I remind you of when you were a child? You were obsessed then, weren't you? You know why? Because you were sold on getting everything you set your eyes on. You know, you can look at your children if you have them now, if you've got young children, and you'll see that in them. You were instantly obsessed with everything you got involved with. You were loud, you know, you would scream. You didn't care who was looking at you or what they thought. Every child is born obsessed, and you were no different, okay? Depending on how your parents or teachers or influences were, determine whether or not you are still obsessive. You know, there was nothing you attempted without an obsession towards, getting what you wanted. And, you know, whether it was just a cookie or a toy that another child was playing with that you wanted, or maybe getting your nappy changed or getting your parents' attention so that they could watch you go down that huge slide all by yourself and you were so proud of yourself. And you'd be like, mummy, 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 mummy. You know, mummy's not paying attention to you. Mummy, mummy. You kept screaming until you got their attention, right? You were obsessed because you wanted them to look at you go down this slide and you were so proud of yourself. You were obsessed. Obsession was and should still be a natural state of being. And the reason you suppressed your obsession was because you were told it was inappropriate. Okay? And let me just tell you, it wasn't inappropriate. It's just that your obsession was often loud and annoying, and what happened was it reared its head at inconvenient times. Your obsession wasn't wrong. Your delivery of it was just so obtrusive that you were told to stop, and then you suppressed it. Now notice I say suppressed and not lost, because the truth is you still have it. All right, it's just laying dormant somewhere and you just need to resurrect it and use it tactfully, because the energy applied, you know, that type of energy, that obsessive energy applied to the right objectives is sure to bring you the results you're after. Okay? Obsession is not wrong. It's not unnatural. Okay? If that's the case, then what was Jesus Christ doing with it? Okay, it is right and it's very necessary. Okay, it's essential to your success. So look at where your life is right now. I mean, this is what happened, you know, when a person moves from obsessive levels of commitment to average levels. Okay, and you know, I used to be annoyed by people who were high energy and fanatical, and I mistook their passion a lot of times for arrogance. And you know, granted, some of them were a bit narcissistic, if I be honest, all right? But nowadays, I actually kind of admire people who are that fanatical. And some of them just need to learn how to understand that most people who have been beleaguered into accepting average as the appropriate level of action, and, you know, so anyone with enough integrity to just go all in will live their lives being misunderstood and being criticized, right? And that's what they just need to understand. And successful people always have the same story, okay? People found them annoying until they, quote-unquote, made it. And then they say, you know, the people who were always annoyed with them or even hated on them will say, oh, you know, I always knew you'd make it. I knew you'd make it. And you're like, no, you didn't. You used to cuss me out, say yada, 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 yada. Right? But it's amazing. Those people, they were annoyed at first, but now they admire you. They're congratulating you. Some of them will actually apologize for the way they spoke to you. And, you know, they, it's amazing. People will praise what they once criticized. So it just goes to show that being obsessed is necessary. And although it's criticized at first, it will be understood later. And I mean, deep down, who isn't inspired by someone who goes after the things they believe in with all their heart? I mean, where would you be without obsessed people? Have you ever thought about that? Because I'll tell you something, you've bought their products and their services. You have an iPhone or an iPad, a PC. You bought their album. You wear their clothes. You drive their cars. You turn on their light bulbs. You're on their social media platforms, following them on Twitter or where, or, you know, whatever it is. These people were and are obsessed, and they're so consumed by their ideas that they wake up to their dreams on their mind every day. Okay. And they work on them all day long, and then they go to sleep and they dream about them again all night. And, you know, you should both admire and adopt their conviction and their commitment, not criticize it, okay? Grant Cardone said, you know, I suggest that you become obsessed about the things you want. Otherwise, you are going to spend a lifetime being obsessed with making up excuses as to why you didn't get the life you wanted. And I think that that is true enough, all right? And, you know, people will tell you to slow down. They'll tell you you need balance in your life, right? I get people telling me, Elliot, you know, you need to take time out and relax. And, you know, because I'm just one of those people, I can't really sit around and do nothing. I mean, to me, my idea of a good time, some people think of, you know, oh, I want to be successful so that I can just lay on the beach and just sip, you know, pina coladas. I don't drink. So I'd say a virgin pina colada. And that's their idea of success, just sitting on a beach somewhere. And if that's you, then great. But for me, I just can't sit and do nothing. You know, I have to be doing something. You know, it's like, I mean, I like spending my own time. I do sort of, you know, spend time meditate. I like meditating. I like to read. But even then, you're doing something. You're engaging your mind. I just mindless things. I can't do. Anyway, so. You know, you just, this whole thing about balance, you know, people are obsessed with, oh, you know, I need to have balance. I need to do this. I need to do. Look, you don't need balance in your life. Okay. It's impossible to balance your life. What you need to do is you just need to be a maniac about everything. Okay. I don't actually try to balance anything. I'm never thinking, oh, you know, make sure I, you know, give an equal amount of time to this and an equal amount of time to that. I don't live my life like that. I'm just obsessed with being a great husband to my wife, having an awesome physique, eating healthy, being happy, serving my clients, making a fortune, blessing others with my time and resources, and my relationship with God. I'm obsessed. And so I just give, you know, everything I can give to whatever it is that I endeavor to do, whatever it is. If I want to do it, I just make the time for it and I go after it obsessively, you know. And it's unfortunate, people who lack passion in life just label people who are passionate about being great in every area of life. They look at the one area that they aren't doing well in and tell people who are excelling in that area that they're off balance and they're addicted and they're obsessed and whatever else they want to call that person. But I look at obsession as a gift, okay? I look at it as a gift. It's not a disease. Okay. I don't need medication. I don't have ADD. And the only thing that has ADD in my life is my goals, right? I'm not putting enough attention on them. My business isn't getting enough attention. Not enough people know about my products and services. That's the only attention deficit that I have. Okay. If we all had obsession, we, the human race, would accomplish a lot more. I mean, if we all have obsession, but, you know, I mean, we all have it, but it seems to be applied to the wrong things. You know, people are obsessed, but they're just with things that aren't, you know, that everybody else is obsessed with. And so nobody really sees that as an obsession. They see people who are applying their attention and energy towards things that nobody else is planning, putting their attention towards. that anyone that's doing something that's like putting their attention obsessively towards something out of the norm, that's when people have a problem with them. But that being said, those same people who are criticizing them are obsessed too. Okay? Because the truth is, they're the ones going home obsessively every night to go home and watch TV, to spend 12 hours on Facebook, you know, or going on, YouTube to watch cats do somersaults or whatever. Okay? Everybody is obsessed with something. So you want to be obsessed with something that is going to make you great. And that's where your attention should be. People love to label, you know, passion for excellence as negative when they themselves are obsessed with mediocrity, watching Jersey Shore, smoking weed and watching porn all day. That's what a lot of people are into doing. I mean, you know, what a great life you're destined for, you know? That's just not something I'm really interested in. No offense to anybody that, you know, does things like that. But to me, I just don't really feel if you spend your time doing that, that you're really going to be able to accomplish anything of significance. And, you know, it's interesting, however, that once the obsessed finally do become successful, they're no longer labeled as crazy, but instead as geniuses, you know, exceptions to the rule and extraordinary. And, you know, someone once said, what if the world admired, expected, and even demanded that we all operate every single day with an obsessive focus on our goals? What if we punished the people who didn't act with passion and commitment and rewarded those who saw their projects through to the end? Our society would be overwhelmed with inventions, solutions, new products, and increased efficiency, right? Well, let me just tell you something. Life does punish those who don't act with passion and commitment. It does. Because there are laws. They're just laws in place that govern our lives. And if you're not acting with passion and commitment towards, you know, the goals that will help you do well financially, then you're going to be broke. Life does punish you just by default. You're going to be overweight. You're going to live a mediocre life, and that's going to be your lot in life. And life does reward those who are passionate and committed to success. Those people live fulfilling lives. They serve others. They have happy families. They have financial independence. They have physiques to die for. Sure, life has its challenges for them, but at least they have control and freedom in their life. So look, if you want an epic life, you can have it. It's yours for the taking. And I'll never tell you you can't. But just understand that nothing great will ever happen without you becoming obsessed with your idea and then staying obsessed until you are living in the image that you had always envisioned. And if you want to stay there, then you have to stay obsessed. It's the only way to reach and maintain an epic life. Okay, so now we are going to get down to business. We're going to continue to build habit number two, automating action for income generation. So we're just going to add another slither to the cake, if you will, and just put it on and just get that thing going. So for now, let's kind of look at what we've been doing thus far. Well, for the last 36 to 45 days, you've been building a permanent hardwired mind doer's mind pattern, I should say, long term. Okay, so you've been programming yourself with the Epic Secret, Accelerated Fear Formula, reading the Duty Method. You've been writing your goals down. You've been visualizing, and you've been doing this for 30 plus days now. So you're forming a super thick neural circuit of this habit. It's really becoming solidified now. And, you know, you may notice that less and less thought is required, and you'll notice that, you know, you're becoming more and more automated in doing this. You know, you're not really having to think about it as much, which is great. You know, you're really just building that in your mind. And so for the last 27 days, you've been developing the final component of habit number one, which is overriding fear and controlling your emotions, right? So that immediately you can take action in spite of fear or anything you hate. The four-step system in 5 minutes, the recognize, reframe, release, and retrain. So you've been doing this part now for about 20 to 30 days. And so what's happening, if you've been doing this, is your brain sees this activity is being demanded of you regularly, and it's started to make it more efficient. Have you noticed? And automaticity is starting to kick in with this habit, and it's becoming a natural part of you to just override your fear, recognize, reframe, release, retrain, right? And for the last 18 days, you've been asking yourself, what is my outcome today? You've been focusing on your ultimate destination and the immediate next step, right? Writing down the top outcomes that you want for today, the night before, the reasons why you want it, the reasons you want to escape pain. And then figuring out how on earth you're going to do it, right? And that's fantastic. And so when you figured out how exactly you're going to go about doing it, then you discover or decide who's going to do it, whether that's going to be you yourself or whether you're going to delegate that to somebody else, okay? And then you've been just tracking your progress so you can visually see what you've accomplished thus far and just get that motivation for you going. And then whatever you've not accomplished, you leave for the next day. And for the last 9 days, you've been focused, all right? You've been focused and starting to collect information, you've been focused, stopping collecting information and starting to create income instead. So you've been asking yourself for the last 9 days, is this information beneficial to the outcomes I want in the next 24 hours? And then you've decided whether or not you're going to use it or just completely ignore it or archive it for later. So that's where we are thus far, and we're going to add another part. So let's begin a new part of this cash generating habit, number two, okay? And we're going to continue to automate action for income generation. And we're going to practice the next 9 days, okay? While keeping what you've already had going, right? And you're now going to start to ask yourself these two questions, and those are, is what I'm doing right now going to make me money? Okay. So we've looked at, is a subtle distinction in difference here. So you've been looking at information that just comes across your path and then deciding whether or not you need to actually do anything with it. And you're going to continue to do that. But now you're just going to ask yourself as you're going through your day and you start to pick up, you know, to do something, and you just ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now going to make me money? You know, will this have the biggest impact the fastest? If it's maybe not directly affecting a monetary thing, will it be something that will give you a big impact? Okay, so these are the two questions. So it's kind of one question, but it's two questions. So is what I'm doing right now going to make me money, and will this have the biggest impact the fastest? All right. So as you know, as is our custom by now, what we're going to do now is look at how you will make this habit a habit, right? You're going to turn this into a habit. So we want to make it automatic and inevitable that you do it. So we're going to set up your environment for success by identifying what you will need to do your habit, to add new in your thinking and in your environment, and what you'll need to remove in your environment. So it's imperative that you start these two new habits, this new habit, and get that thing going. You want to make sure that you're doing it regularly. Maybe you might want to do this, in fact. You can set reminders on your phone every hour if you want, and just have that question pop up. Is what I'm doing right now going to make me money? Will this have the biggest impact the fastest, right? So let's just keep going here. So you're going to just look at this now. So you've already been reading, listening, and all that good stuff. I'm not going to go through all of that now, because by now you should be very familiar with that. So we're literally just going to jump in where we need to be with what we're going to do this week. So as you scroll down, if you're actually following me on the PDF, then you should see on page six or seven, okay, you will see focus, Okay. And then you'll see the word focus and you'll see start collecting info, start creating income. And then you'll see a gray box that's saying, is this info immediately beneficial to the outcomes I want in the next 24 hours? And then you'll see below, you'll see two questions, a space, a paragraph, two questions saying, is what I'm doing right now going to make me money? And will this have the biggest impact the fastest? And so we're just going to look at how you're going to remember to do this. So make sure you're removing any distractions that will stop you from doing the things that will have the biggest impact the fastest. You know, maybe you might want to take Facebook off your phone or take off the alerts or what have you to make sure that you're focused, okay, and that you're not distracted by these things. Notifications are one of the easiest ways to get sidetracked, and then you end up in a rabbit hole that, you know, ends on going on for like 2 hours. And so we're just basically going to make sure that you're not being distracted by that. So add something new in your environment. Well, as I said, I think the best thing to do is to set a reminder. Maybe you can set this off every hour or so and, you know, just have something to remind you, asking you those two questions. Is what I'm doing right now at this moment going to make me money? Will this have the biggest impact the fastest? Just put a reminder in your phone to remind you hourly, just to make sure that you're actually on track and not doing something you shouldn't be doing. And then you actually might catch yourself doing something thinking, you know, I'm actually not doing something that's actually necessary right now. Maybe I should have delegated this or something like that. And so, of course, as usual, have somebody hold you accountable. Make sure that there's something that will motivate you to make sure that you're putting this thing into practice. All right. So that is it now for session number 6, and we will continue on with session number 7, and we're going to be talking about going all in. So we're kind of carrying on the train of being obsessed. Okay, now we're going to be talking about the commitment to go all in. So I'll see you on the next one. See you soon. Bye-bye.